600. I've been fixated on that magic number since I started birding and read the Birdwatcher's anthology edited by Roger Tory Peterson. One essay in it was about the 600 Club, which isn't a formal club, but rather a self-designation for birders who have seen over 600 species in North America. That book was published in 1957. Since then, birding has grown more sophisticated, and travel is much simpler and easier than it was. So more birders now have broken 700 than had 600 back then. I've never aspired to 700, though if I ever do make it, I'll be pretty darned pleased. But after reading this book, I yearned to get my life list over 600. I accomplished that in 1999, when we took a family vacation to Florida. My number 600 species was the Florida scrub jay, and the moment I saw it is seared into my memory. Russ and the kids enjoyed how tame the little family was, too. Now my life list for North America is over 650, but the magic of the number 600 has permeated my brain so thoroughly that my current goal is to see over 600 species during my conservation big year. The biodiversity of the United States is great, but that's because we have so many different habitats and climates. The only way you can see 600 is to get to see a lot of those habitats. All this travel in a single year is more than I ever thought I'd be able to do, even when I had the money and time to travel while working for a Duluth optics company. I only took at most 4 trips in a single year. So far in 2013, I've taken road trips birding all along the way to Florida, Maine, and New Mexico, and flying trips to Texas, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Delaware. This is very small potatoes compared to what I'd need to do for a real big year, the kind featured in the movie The Big Year. That level of birding takes way, way more money than I could muster up, and exciting and as fun as it is, it also requires a different focus. I like to spend time at every place I go studying common birds as well as new ones. Most people do big years when they're young, before job and family responsibilities squelch their time and money, or after they've retired. Greg Miller, the real-life birder who Jack Black's character in The Big Year was based on, was fairly unique in getting his high total while working full-time. My personal focus has always been divided between home, professional, and birding stuff. When Russ and I had our first baby in 1981, I'd been birding 6 years and my life list was at about 470. But the demands of parenthood, along with the financial trade-offs of being a stay-at-home mom in a single-income household, kept my list from growing much for the next decade. I broke 500 in 1991 on one of Kim Eckert's birding tours to Texas. My milestone bird was a Sprague's Pipit, a drab bird lovely in a soft, quiet-spoken way. I ended that trip with 517, and Russ and the kids greeted me at the airport holding up a big hand-lettered banner that said, "Welcome Home Mommy," with a bright red 517 painted in each corner. So even if I don't make it to 600 this year, the number 500 is also an important number for me. I left Duluth for California on September 4th with 482 species on my list and high hopes. I had great fun reacquainting myself with the common California birds, adding 10 new species for the year during the first afternoon. The rest of my itinerary included 2 pelagic trips, an overnight in Yosemite, 1 Santa Cruz Bird Club local field trip, and 2 field trips at the Monterey Bay Birding Festival, 1 focusing on California specialties, and 1 to the Big Sur to try and track down California condors. As of September 10th, after the pelagic trips and local field trip, but before Yosemite and the birding festival, I'm up to 523 and filled with optimism about my full week of California birding to go. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.